I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Last time we talked about electronic pinpointers, those little tools that help you zero in on your finds by beeping when they get close to your coin. But before electronic pinpointers, there were non-electronic pinpointers, called probes, and many treasure hunters still use them. A probe is simply a metal rod that you push into the ground to find the metal target. It doesn't beep, it just stops when it hits the coin. So you have to be very careful when you use a probe to make sure you don't damage your target. I've seen many a coin that had its value destroyed when a probe was used too vigorously and it put a scratch across the coin. Treasure hunting legend Carl von Mueller wrote about his probe that would go down 4 feet. It was made from the rod that held the tailgate onto an old station wagon. Carl hunted a lot for buried treasure, and for him a 4-foot probe made sense. For us, a probe about the size of a screwdriver works perfectly, thank you. Many companies made probes specifically for treasure hunting before the electronic pinpointer came along. Usually they were made of soft brass, the idea being that if the metal in the probe was softer than the metal in a coin, the coin wouldn't be scratched when the probe slid across it. I don't agree with that. I think you can scratch a coin with a plain wooden toothpick, if you do it right. Before I got a pinpointer, I used a probe that I made by filing down the tip of an electrician's screwdriver. If you're not familiar with electrician's screwdrivers, they aren't electric, they're just used by electricians a lot. They're long and thin and have narrow, flat tips. Their small diameter lets you push them into the ground and wiggle them around easier than bigger screwdrivers. I round the tips of my electrician's screwdrivers off smoothly with a grinding wheel or a file, so no sharp surfaces or points will touch the coin. Now, if you want to do this, you need to know there are two kinds of screwdrivers, cheap off-brands and pricier case-hardened name brands. You'd think you'd want the pricey one, right? No. For our purposes, get a cheap one. Because the cheap ones bend when you pry too hard with them, and the expensive ones break. And you want the one that bends. Believe me, I learned this lesson the hard way. I had a screwdriver snap in half on me, and the broken end nearly took off the side of my face as it flew by. With a little practice, you'll be an expert at probing in no time. Do your practice on common coins you don't mind scratching. Bury them in the ground, dig them up with the probe. In real life, pinpoint your target as best you can with your detector coil, then slowly and carefully sink your probe point into the ground where you think the coin is. If you don't feel it, move half an inch to the side and try again. Usually you'll hit it with your first or second try. Once you've found the coin with your probe, it's an easy matter to retrieve it with whatever digging tool you use. In fact, you can often get the coin out of the ground with your probe. Just put the tip of the screwdriver in front of and under the coin at a 45-degree angle, and you can slowly wiggle the coin right up the blade and out of the ground. This does take a little practice, but it's not as hard as it sounds. Thanks for listening. For more articles about treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.